Now I'd like you all to open your books, please, to page 128. There are some third declension adjectives, all right? These are not common. I'd say 85% of your adjectives are O declension, like we've had. But there are some prominent ones. This is always the case. There are some prominent ones. Let's look first at the consonantal stem one, aphron. Now, this goes just like chapter 18. Aphron, aphronus, aphrone, aphrona. That was like hegemon, hegemonus, hegemone, hegemona. Look what's happened here. The masculines and feminines share the same form. They share the same form. Now, the neuters have a slightly different form. You'll notice Samuel. The neuter plural has an alpha, right? Aphrona, as normal. And look what happens in the neuter singular nominative, aphron. It's the simple stem without any endings. The neuter likes to do this. This is not hard. This goes exactly like third declension nouns. Now, what's more important is the next one. And I guarantee you, this will always be on a final someplace. Is the sigma-stemmed adjectives like alethes. Now, Newt, was it you or was it Bill who had looked in the dictionary about true? Oh, it was you. Okay. And remember, you said that it meant genuine. This is the other word for true that is true opposite to false. Okay? Alethes. Alethes. Now, we've already had the noun aletheia, all right? So you know, you should be able to get that similarly. Now, look the way I've laid this out. Just look at the masculine-feminine column first, please. Look the way I've laid this out in the book. With the sigma, I'm looking at the forms in parentheses first. Alethes, alethesis, alethesi, alethesa. Sigma elides, and look here. You get the same thing as you had here. See, alethes, alethus, alethi. Now, for the accusative singular, you had alethesa. That was the same thing that went on over here. And so you get an eta. Remember, epsilon plus alpha gives you eta. Epsilon plus alpha gives you eta. Then in the plurals. Alethes, alethon, alethese, and then, just like this, alethes. So whatever happened here, and somehow, that I don't know how to explain this, somehow that got picked up in the language of using the same nominative and accusative plurals here in this masculine and feminine pattern of ice, just of ice. You never see it otherwise. So the same thing has happened there as has happened here. So it is a sigma pattern that is similar to this right here. Notice how very similar it is if you go to the neuter. Alethes, alethus, alethi, alethes. Now you get, Samuel, alethe, see that really stands for thesa, so that's just like this up here. Look up here. Alethe, alethon, alethesi, alethe. So it's the same kind of pattern that's going on. It's a sigma stem pattern. The sigma has dropped out between the vowels. Dropped out between the vowels. Now, finally, there is a vowel stem, and this one, I'm over on page 129 now, C at the top. That one goes a lot like this one here. It goes a lot like polis. Now, here's the analogy I'm drawing. I've got room over here. I'm going to put this on the center board just to the left. Look at the masculine. Oithes, oitheos, oithai, oithin. Now look at the similarities here. You've got the ni in the accusative. Oh, no, I have to say something first. Yoda is a close vowel. Ypsilon is a close vowel. So these both operate the same. I've got the close vowel up here in the nominative and the accusative singular, as you can see here. And then I've got the epsilon vowel. Now here, there's no exchange of quantity, and I don't have an omega there, but you can pick that up. It's similar. Oithes, oitheos, oithai, oithin. And then in the plural, look at the plurals. Oitheis, oitheis, oitheon, oithese, and oitheis. See? So this, despite the fact that it's masculine and this is feminine, the masculines do the same pattern. And I think I'll put up the balance right over here. So this is oithais, oitheon, oithese, and oitheis. So you know I've talked to the class before about this. Basically, the way you learn stuff is it's just like this, except there's this difference. Right? Rather than I got 8 new forms to learn. Oh no. Oithes is just like polis, except you don't have the omega right here, you have the omicron. Otherwise, it goes in exactly the same way. So what's unusual though about this, interestingly, is the feminine does not share the same form with the masculine, but goes with an A declension alpha. Oithaia, oithaias, oithaia, oithaion. And then look at the neuter. Oithi, it's short again, just the way neuters like to do this. And then you do get in the neuter plural, oithaa. They do not do the contracting for that. It's very interesting how that is. They want to preserve that alpha there. So, this particular word, oithes, is principally important for, turn the page, for a vocabulary word that is the adverb that comes from it. Oitheos. Oitheos. That is, look up here, please. That is making the adverb like you normally make an adverb. And I want you all here to change your books at this point. In the third edition, I'm going to change the way the definition goes. And I'm going to do it like this. Immediately should be the first word, and so we're going to put it like this. Let me erase. I'll put it up over here. So this is the adverb now, oitheos. And the meaning should be immediately, i.e., straightway. I have trouble writing little. So the King James always translated this straightway he did something, meaning immediately. So it is, oithes is straight, and it is straight on to something. Immediately it's being done. This is huge. In the Gospels, you get this all the time. And immediately Jesus went and did this. And immediately he healed. Ta-dum, ta-dum, ta-dum. There are hundreds of these. Well, I guess they just made up a kind of a word for it. Straightway, they went right at it. Shortest distance. Yeah. No, that's exactly right.